please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo OG just making a video about impel them with their own ego. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Today I was going to do a video about women, but then these assholes showed up in my fucking crosshairs. So, yeah, time to hit these freaks, huh? It says, attention, the General Secretary of the Presidency, sister of Javier Milei, uses tarot and astrology to decide the directions of the Argentinian government. Yeah, so they use all this woo-woo magic to decide the country of Argentina, right? Just like how fucking Madonna said, don't cry for me, Argentina. We're full of shit and you're gonna die. Yes, and look at this fucking chick. She's fucking some evil, ugly-ass ghoul. And she has fucking the fucking advisor to this fucking freak show. Yes, friends, it looks like we're being controlled. Like always, but we're doing this shit, so enjoy. Sorry, this big nose scourge is everywhere, all over the world. Not only in Argentina, but also here in the United States. Yes, here's this little clip about APEC and all the things they do for America. So let's watch. Yes, friends, first of all, let me say this. All these people are traitors, in my opinion. And you should be trading, fucking giving these people fucking treason, don't you think? Yeah, and then you should, once after you find them guilty for treason, you know, ... hang them all! Just an opinion, but whatever. Let's continue.
Well, I appreciate the relationship that I've had with APEC from the very beginning of my congressional journey.
Hey, Niggertron, don't you realize that the Jews are using you, you stupid asshole? But no, you just want the money. Yeah, niggers are very fucking stupid. It is what it is. So yeah, that's why you shouldn't be voting for niggers in office, but, you know, money. So let's continue.
The pro-Israel community fully embraced me.
Wow, that's a nice house. I wonder if that negress owns this place. Maybe. You know, money. Yeah. Grifting. Yeah, all these people go into politics so they can steal money. Yeah. Good place to be in, right? Let's continue. Yeah, look at this fucking retarded lummox. Yeah, he's married to a wetback chick, and the chick is just fucking using him. Yeah, this dude's brain is fucking mush. I think he had like a stroke or something, so his brain went bye-bye, so enjoy. Fucking traitors. All of you are fucking traitors. In my opinion, of course. But my opinion doesn't mean fucking shit. If it did, all you people be turned into a fucking fine paste and fed to fucking stray animals. Just an opinion, but what the fuck do I know, right? And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my own delusionals, so enjoy.
APEC played a very important role in my political campaign.
Yeah, so Jews helped this guy elevate his political career, and look what they fucking do. It says, sex trafficking in Argentina was so culturally associated with Jews that the name for a pimp in Spanish, caftan, was borrowed from the word for the long black coat worn by Jewish Orthodox men. Oh, so you mean that fucking long black trench coat that makes them look like sex offenders? Yes, fun times indeed. Oh, and check this part out. It says, similarly, Polaka, the word for a prostitute, was adopted from the Yiddish name for Polish women. Oh, so Polaka is a fucking Spanish word for Polak in Spanish for a chick, a female fucking Polak bitch? What's a Yiddish word for fucking assholes, right? Anyways, let's continue.
I think it really helped it take off.
Oh, looky here. APEC is feeding the nigger caucus. Why the hell are they feeding the caucus members? Are they feeding them cock? Oh, yeah. Go suck that fucking Jewish cock. Get it from the last drop, huh? Jeez, just like Folgers. Anyways, let's continue. Yes, friends, yes. APEC also got my fucking people. They're feeding the Wepex cock, too. Why are you eating cock, you fuckers? You stupid ass motherfuckers. You stupid pieces of shit. They don't care about you, you asshole. Yes, you're making us Webex look bad, you motherfucker. But it is what it is. These fuckers are little bitches and they want money, so they sold their souls and their buttholes to these people. Enjoy. Yes, friends, I guess my people are nothing but polacas, huh? Yes, remember? That was the word for prostitute in Spanish, so with an Argentina. Yeah, we get to be some fat old fucking whores. Great times, right, friends? Well, let's continue, I guess. Oh, so they caught fucking Moana, huh? So they also are fucking sucking Jewish cock. Oh, shit. Oh, in case you didn't know, that Moana is fucking these Polynesians' fucking word for chicken. Yeah, you people are fucking bunch of chickens. You bend over fucking and spread your ass cheeks for these Jews, so enjoy.
Thank you to everyone and APAC for their...
Yeah, look at this fucking homosexual. Oh, yes. In case if your last name is Aguilar, fuck you, you piece of shit. All your peoples are fucking stupid. Yes, luckily these are not my... Oh, who knows, man. They are Webex. Oh, maybe he's a Salvadorian piece of shit, not a fucking Hispanic Mexican dude. Wishful thinking? God, I hope so, but let's continue.
For their deep and long-standing friendship, it means a lot to me.
Yes, friends, fucking APEC, the shit that they fucking do. But we're fucking dumb, we follow this shit. But don't worry, here's this guy, he's gonna be talking of the shit that Jews do against Christianity. So yes, let's watch this. These are fucking the people that are trying to control us. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
This is a photo of an Israeli soldier smashing the face of Jesus Christ in a statue in Lebanon.
Oh, it's okay to destroy other people's fucking religious things and stuff, right? Oh, but you go over there and start destroying a fucking synagogue or their fucking piece of shit wailing wall where everybody starts praying. Yeah, then you see our politicians fucking sucking up that wall. Yeah, this is fucking bullshit. But they could destroy our stuff. Ain't that fucking a lore of shit? Yeah, Jesus Christ is supposed to be a Jew. And so it's a Jew fucking smashing another Jew. So won't that be like a Jew against Jew crime? Like a nigger against nigger crime or something like that? Anyways, let's continue.
I waited until I knew if this photo was legitimate before posting it. I could have posted it 8 hours ago when I first saw it. Now the official IDF page has said after a complete examination it was determined this photograph was legitimate. And
you see, even the Jews admit that they fucking did this shit, that it's the real deal. But no, we're fucking stupid and we fall for this shit because they're our greatest ally. Even though they smash our fucking shit and they fucking spit at us and they do all kinds of shit. But no, fucking we're Goyim, so we're retarded, and we let these people do whatever the fuck they want, right? Well, let's continue.
They're assisting the community in restoring the statue to its previous state. You might say that this one soldier doesn't represent the IDF.
Well, I think, this is just my belief, but I believe that Jews have this common thing inside of them. Yeah, maybe it's not like 100%, but I think it's a common reoccurrence with these people. I don't know, it's just something that I feel in my gut. What do you guys think? Well, let's continue.
But this is not the first time the IDF has attacked Christians. Jews in the Holy Land spit upon Christians. They spit upon Christian church.
Yeah, they do this shit a lot. They spit on Christians, they spit on priests, on fucking nuns and all that shit. But it's okay because these people are in the Holy Land and they're not holy enough, right? Whatever, let's continue.
Churches. There are innumerable videos on social media showing this.
Recently, Israeli Channel 13 reporter Yossi Eli went undercover as a priest for a...
Oh, look, this demon starts wearing a priest outfit to go undercover. Oh, I'm surprised this guy doesn't catch on fire. He doesn't, like, combust by putting on some holy items, huh? Fucking soulless demon. Whatever, let's continue.
In the first 5 minutes, he was spat at 5 times.
Oh, so this fucking Jew is learning how they treat us non-Jews. Yes, what the hell is this gonna fucking accomplish? This probably has some kind of fetish. After this, he fucking got spat at, he's probably gonna go in the bathroom and start jerking off. He probably got turned on. because Jews are fucking sick degenerate motherfuckers. In my opinion, of course, but let's continue.
IDF has attacked Christian villages in the West Bank. They have bombed Christians in Syria and in Lebanon and in Palestine, bombing churches, destroying crosses, and
Yes, friends, you see all this evidence of these people doing this shit toward us? Yeah, if you're not Jewish, they hate you. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian, if you're a Muslim, or if you're a fucking Japanese fucking Shinto priest or whatever the fuck. To them, we're all fucking trash. Yeah, we're not human in their eyes. So they fucking just use us like whatever. Yeah, they fucking just use us like toilet paper. They wipe their ass with us and then they toss us away. Enjoy.
Admitting to it. Even if you doubt the legitimacy of this photo, which I understand, you might be skeptical in this era of misinformation.
Well, friend, if you have a functioning brain, you have this thing called fucking pattern recognition, yeah. And with that, you could say this shit. Unless you're a weak little bitch and you get controlled by other people, which a lot of people are, well, that's just, what? A fucking weakness problem? Yes, a lot of people are just weak little bitches. Whatever, that's the world that we live in, so let's continue.
Why would they photograph themselves? AI is really convincing. We see that it is real. And there is a pattern of behavior targeting Christian icons, targeting Christian.
Yes, friends, I'm not the only one that notices this shit. This guy's noticing shit. I'm sure you guys are noticing some things too, huh? It's fun when we notice things. That means we have brains. Yes, we're actually a fucking people. Yes, we're not NPCs like everyone else. We are protagonists. Well, me, I'm actually more of an anti-hero, so... Yes, I'm chaotic neutral with a slight little piece of evil. What can I say? That's how I am. Why? It's just the luck of a draw, I guess. Don't be fucking abusing children, because then you turn into a piece of shit. I'm trying to reform myself, so yeah, I'd rather hurt people that deserve it, right? So, am I doing better? I don't know. You let me know. Anyways, let's continue.
And yet Christians in the United States of America still fall for this.
Yes, friends, it's because most people are fucking weak little bitches. You don't believe me? You could do this experiment. Go walk around some random fucking weenie fucking dude. Take out your dick and that motherfucker will drop to his knees and try to suck you off. Yes, friends, don't do that so you don't go to jail. But yeah, people are fucking weak little faggots. It's just the fucking times that we live in. Weak people, weak times. So enjoy.
If you are a Christian, can you say that this is your greatest ally?
Yes, people fall for the propaganda that these motherfuckers are our greatest allies. That they fucking are cool. They're weird fucking pieces of shit. Yes, friends, these people are fucking retards. But they think they're fucking better than us. But no, friends, this shit is gonna fucking stop sooner or later. And now that 2026 is here, I think it's the great finding out time. Yes, these people are gonna get fucked. Yes. Well, nothing's gonna fucking change this. Things are gonna get better. If not, we're gonna die. And either way, this shit will be over, so you guys be awesome, you take care of yourself, and just endure, because these motherfuckers are gonna be doing their shit, and once things tip over, that's when we can take over, so just don't die, friends, you be awesome, and I'll talk to you guys later, goodbye.
What was that again, about my mother?
Yes.
Because I wanted to pay with cash. So you call my mother a name.
Why you say me a 7-Eleven? No, today no change, no dollar, no $5, no $10. Uncle manager say I don't have change. What happened? I'm saying you give me $20 for $5.
Play for my mother.
Yes. The mother again. And the picture that you mother. You fucking send me a 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is bad? Not that bad is 7-Eleven. after going there, back looking in the change. Manager, every day you go in the back, looking change. I don't have change.
That doesn't mean you call somebody.
Then call your mom. Call your mom.
Don't want to give your name for the camera?
My name is Bitch. My name is your name, they're your mom, they're your sister, they're your mother, they're your family.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You play 22, 22 is my baby.
I guess I am.